Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather across Israel is pleasant. Clear skies in Tel Aviv and Haifa, with temperatures comfortably warm. In Jerusalem, a light breeze accompanies the sunny day. Perfect weather to be outside and enjoy the sun. Here are today's headlines. First, a soldier is seriously injured by a falling explosive drone in Lebanon. Another soldier is lightly injured. This comes from Walla in the last few minutes. Also, the Bislach Brigade reports significant achievements in southern Lebanon, destroying about 1,000 terror infrastructures. This news comes earlier today from Israel Hayom. Also this hour, the Mossad chief says the agency demonstrated groundbreaking operational capabilities in Iran and Lebanon. This was reported by I-24 News. Separately, the Venice Biennale jury will not consider countries whose leaders face ICC charges, putting Israel out of contention. This story comes from The Forward earlier today. And finally, the IDF reports that an interceptor missile was fired at a suspected Hezbollah drone over southern Lebanon. This was posted by OSINT 613 just minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just now that the IDF fired an interceptor missile at a suspected Hezbollah drone in southern Lebanon. The results are still under review. Amit Segal noted just minutes ago that the silence on the Lapid-Bennett agreement is strategic. He explains it might lead to a party split during the summer session if disagreements persist. I-24News_EN shared a discussion earlier today on social media's widespread influence, highlighting an engaging debate on their program number Global Eye. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Lebanon. Walla reports a soldier was seriously injured by a falling explosive drone during operational activity in southern Lebanon. The IDF spokesperson stated that the soldiers were evacuated for treatment. This highlights the ongoing risks faced by troops in active zones. Turning to the Bislach Brigade's achievements. According to Israel Hayom, the brigade destroyed around 1,000 terror infrastructures near the border. Operating under Division 91, this effort aims to diminish Hezbollah's capabilities. This development underscores the ongoing tensions and military efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the Mossad chief's comments, reported by I-24 News, emphasize the agency's strategic successes in Iran and Lebanon. He claims their groundbreaking capabilities have significantly impacted operations. This assertion reflects ongoing intelligence efforts to counter regional threats. On the diplomatic front, the Venice Biennale has decided to exclude Israel from consideration due to ICC charges against its leaders. The Forward reports this decision affects both Israel and Russia. This move highlights the intersection of international politics and cultural platforms. Turning to business and markets. Cheap drones are becoming a central threat to Israeli forces in southern Lebanon. CTEC reports that Hezbollah's upgraded UAV arsenal challenges interception efforts. This development indicates a growing technological arms race in the region. Separately, Intel has exceeded financial expectations, with its stock soaring by 22%. Israel Hayom Business reports that the American chip giant released promising financial forecasts alongside its first quarter results. This highlights the company's recovery and growth prospects. And finally, Vast Data is now valued at $3 billion as AI drives new infrastructure development. Ynet Business reports the company closed a $1 billion Series F round, significantly increasing its valuation. This underscores AI's transformative impact on technology sectors. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.